Shout it loud, hallelujah. Louder, hallelujah. I welcome once again to this No More Embargo prayer meetings. And I decree upon the life of somebody here tonight that every embargo that has been quarreling with your destiny shall be shattered to pieces in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Sing this song loud and clear from your heart, believing the Lord for his touch upon your life here tonight. And sing it with a heart that is ready to receive. You are the Lord, that is your name. We never share your glory with anyone. We never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your. You are the Lord, you are the Lord. Hallelujah, we never share. We never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is you are the Lord, you are the Lord. That is your. Hallelujah, we never share your glory with anybody. Hallelujah, Almighty God, that is I'm serving a God of miracle. I know, yes, I know. I'm serving a God of miracle. I know, yes. Sing it loud and clear. I'm serving a God of miracle. I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. answer. Jesus. Every day. Made impossibility possible. It made impossibility. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Nissi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And my hands in the blood of the Lamb, and in the blood of Jesus, my life has been made. I've been to Calvary. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My life has been made whole. let there be silence now. Within the next few minutes, the power of God will begin to move from person to person. And as that power begins to move, yokes assigned to demote and to frustrate shall be broken to pieces. All eyes closed. Right there where you are. Just pick any song of praises and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Pick a song of praises and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Silence. There are people here tonight. Originally, they didn't want to come, but God asked you to come. That person is over there. Your body is being used like a demonic whistle, as if they are blowing wind through your body. This is the wind of death and hell. Right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you. And that evil whistle is silenced. That's number one. That's number two. That's number three. Every mobile affliction troubling anyone's body, moving from one part of the body to the other, get out now in the name of Jesus. Yes, that's the power of God. It's coming upon you. Every evil swelling in the body, every pain in the bone, every pain in the heart, every hard breathing, every pain in the prostate, every pain in the heart, hear the word of the Lord. It is written, Jesus himself bore our infirmities and took away our sicknesses. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. By the stripes of Jesus, receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus. Silence. I'm going to count seven from here. There are some sisters here. On the count of seven, they will not be able to stand on their feet. Because the problem troubling them now is something they inherited from their mother. It is like mother, like daughter problem. Like daughter, like mother infirmity. In the name which is above all names, all such infirmities. When you hear me saying seven, you must not remain in that place. You must go back to your senders. What? Two, three, four. Something is happening to a woman there. Your mother was a Muslim. That's how you can know yourself. Five, six, seven. Stretch your right hand towards me at the altar here. Father, these hands that are stretched here, let this hand become the hands of healing, the hands of deliverance, the hands of power, the hands of glory, the hands of might. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you have any infirmity in your body, smite it 21 times, shouting, go back to your senders and come back no more. Go back to your senders and come back no more. Smite it vigorously. Let's go. Jesus. The rivers upon the Kayabo Shenderaba Sampala Kayaba. Barida Kasetende Kayabo Shenderaba Santa. Balikatenda Rabo Sopole Kayabo Shan. Amen. Check your body now. If you find that you have been healed, don't let the devil put it back. Run quickly to the altar here. Especially that sister over there, run quickly to the altar here. If you find that you have been healed, don't let the devil put it back. Something is still going on here. Every strange mark upon the body, hear the word of the Lord. You are not supposed to be on that body. Therefore, loose your hold in the name of Jesus. It is written, from henceforth, let no man trouble me. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive the mark of Jesus now. Let every evil mark be dissolved. In the name of Jesus. You will now shout this prayer louder than anyone around you. Make sure nobody's voice is louder than yours as you pray this prayer. This is a very serious session of prayer having to do with no more embargo. Glory swallow us. You are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Yes. Deal with the glory swallow us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Glory swallow us. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Check your body again. If you brought a particular condition here and it has vanished, run quickly to this altar. Don't let the devil put it back. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Something has happened to one sister over there. Find a way to the altar so the devil will not put it back. Everybody will shout this again loud and clear. Glory about us. Hear the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. This is the time to deal with the glory about us. In Jesus' name we pray. The Holy Ghost said we should pray this next prayer 3 times. Don't let anybody's voice be louder than you as you pray it. Say, powers mandated to bury my glory. They have the mandate to go and bury it. Can you shout it loud and clear? Your time is up. Down in the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Number 2, open your mouth and pray the same prayer. Aha! Revoke their mandate. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number 3, open your mouth and pray. That's right. Jesus' name we pray. Pray it one more time. Open your mouth and pray. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence again. Father, I decree that any heavy load placed on anyone's head, on the chest, on the breast, on the stomach, on the womb, be revoked now in the name of Jesus. Check your body again. If you've brought any situation here and the Lord has removed it, find a way to this altar very quickly. Don't let the devil put it back. The enemy is pursuing one sister vigorously here and wants to keep that load on your life permanently. But it has gone now. Check your body. Don't let the devil put it back. Find a way to the altar very quickly. Everybody will shout this again loud and clear. Powers assigned against my day of glory. Is that the loudest you can shout it? Can you make it even louder than that? You are a liar. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to count another 7 from here. And as I count that 7, some people may feel very dizzy. Some may feel light. Some may not be able to stand on their feet. Number 1, there are those who are here. You did a surgery, but they did the wrong surgery. As I count, the resurrection and corrective power of the Holy Ghost will fall upon you where you are. 2, there are some people here that have swallowed unconscious spiritual poison. The poison will come jumping out of their bodies. 3, there are some here. Your ear is just pulling off. The enemy is eating your ear. The power of God will come upon you. And that yoke will be broken. Also, I see someone. It's like they put a whole mortar they used to pound yam into your right leg. As if that right leg does not belong to the parts of your body. At the count of 7 from here, the heavy luggage shall go back to the sender. Finally, there are 3 young ladies here. The enemy has decided that you will never be happy. But as I count this 7, the power of God will come upon you and that yoke will be broken forever. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Thank you, Jesus. The glory of God that no man can contest, I command it to overshadow your life now. In the name of Jesus. A 7 for the man. Again, take any song of praises in your own mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Great Jesus. How great is this living? How great is this Lord? Forever the same. In the battle waters of the mighty Red Sea, I will still never leave you. Trust you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Father, it is written, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Father, as a man of war tonight, arise for the sake of all your children here. In the name of Jesus, open our understanding. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. As you take our Bibles, listen very carefully tonight. And pray also very carefully. And also pray from your heart. We're looking at what I call the divine killing machine. The divine killing machine. In the book of Isaiah chapter 6, I read from verse 1. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. The divine killing machine. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphims, each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, with 2 he covered his feet, with 2 he did fly. And one cried one to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. There was a prophet called Isaiah. Isaiah was walking in the palace of the king, but he never saw the Lord until something happened. Until King Uzziah died. What is the implication of this? I mean, certain breakthroughs, certain revelations, certain progress will not happen in some people's life, but certain things die. I'm praying for somebody here. Any King Uzziah covering your glory from manifesting must die in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. In 1 Kings chapter 18, 1 Kings 18, I read from verse 40. 1 Kings 18, from verse 40. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them. And Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said to Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink. There is a sound of abundance of rain. Until those prophets of Baal died and they were killed by Elijah, there was no rain. Every power that has to die for your rain of blessing to fall, let those powers die now in the name of Jesus. I don't know whether you are following me tonight. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 19. Matthew chapter 2, verse 19. If you are there, say yes. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. Until Herod died, Jesus could not be brought away from Egypt. Listen very carefully, beloved. The enemy is not interested in just putting you in the hospital bed. The enemy is interested in killing. God himself is the ultimate killing machine. There are large numbers of enemies who will not leave you unless they die. There are killing agents around, and if they get hold of you, they will show no mercy. They will kill you. If you do not rise up with the ability of God in you to kill them, you will be killed. Headache wants to kill. You have to kill the headache. Poverty wants to kill. You have to kill that poverty. Ulcer, the agenda is to kill. It's not there to play with your intestine. You have to kill it. Diabetes is there. It's not there to play with you. You have to kill it before it kills you. Hypertension is there. Kill it before it kills you. Divorce is there. Kill it before it kills you. Marital stress is there. Kill it before it kills you. Failure is there. Kill it before it kills you. I'm praying for somebody here. Every agenda of the enemy to kill your destiny, you shall kill it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Let your amen roar like thunder. It was at Palmer St. John's many years ago. We were about to close. I got a word from the Lord. I said, there is a sister here. There are three people that do not want you to marry. If they don't leave you alone, all the three shall die in 1 hour. There was a lady there. She lived in Victoria Island. She was 39 years old. Still a virgin. She had cars. She had a house. She had everything. But as far as men was concerned, was as if she was invisible. They can't see her. Nobody talks to her. She was at that meeting. She said a dry amen and went home. This was Palmer St. John's Day on a Saturday. Immediately she prepared tea to break her fast. As she took the teacup to drink tea, her phone rang. So she picked the phone and said, "Ah, are you so-and-so? Is that really you?" I said, "Well, sorry to tell you that your mother just died." Ah, she started crying. Dropped the tea. While she was crying, 10 minutes later, phone rang again. This time from America. "Are you so-and-so? So yes. We're sorry to tell you that your auntie just died." Ah, when she had number one, number two, the tea she did not want to drink, she drank the tea. After drinking the tea, the phone rang again. And they said our uncle was dead. All within 1 hour. Simply because they had refused to let her go. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power that does not want to let you go, the angels of God shall kill them tonight. In the name of Jesus. I kill you now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. Something is going on here tonight. This is not a joke. Yes. name we pray. Listen to me carefully, beloved. The Bible says, for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Meaning that Jesus himself is a destroyer. He destroys the work of the devil. I want somebody here who has merciless violence to shout this louder than anyone around them. Every work of the devil in my life, I kill you now. In the name of Jesus. Listen carefully. It was 1995. A woman came to this mountain. She was a chief matron, a big nurse, in her place of work. One night, she had a dream. A cat jumped through the window of her room into her bed. And before she could move, the cat had attacked her right leg. The cat scratched the leg, was biting the leg, did all kinds of things. She woke up with that great pain. Right from that day, the problem of the leg started. I'm praying for anyone here. Any attack in your dream that is manifesting in the physical, I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. She went to work limping the first day. Her assistant in the hospital said, "Madam, what happened to your leg?" Said, "That's all we see. I don't know. That's all we see, sir." "Are you sure? You didn't have any dream?" "So, I didn't have any dream." "Oh, oh." She came here. And that day, she had the word of God that says, for this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. To destroy is a more terrible thing than to die. And if somebody died, you can still get the corpse, you can get the person. Destroy means nothing is left, completely gone. This is what Jesus has come to do, to destroy the works of the devil. She got up that night and started praying. All of a sudden, she heard voices by a window. They were saying, "It remained the left leg. It remained the left leg. It remained the left leg. The right one is already in trouble. Now they are saying it remained the left leg." She woke up quickly and sat up, started praying. All of a sudden, a cat was in her room. She was not sleeping now. Said, "In the name of Jesus, you cat, I arrest you. Stand at attention. Don't leave where you are." And the cat was glued to the spot. She ran to her kitchen. She looked for knife. She couldn't find knife. She looked for cutlass. She couldn't find cutlass. Then in the inner kitchen, she found this thing they used to pound, the pestle they used to pound the yam. She took the pestle, ran back. The cat was still there. She gave out the first blow. Bwah! To her amazement, the cat shouted, "Yay!"
When she had the air, she was afraid. I said, hey, Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, she remembered the sermon. For this cause was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I said, well, whether you are a human being, whether you are attacked, the fact that you want to still attack the second leg, you are finished today. Then she used the mortar, completely destroyed the cat, anointed the cat, threw the cat outside. She slept. When she woke up in the morning, she said, let me see where the cat is. No cat. It's vanished. It's gone. Beloved, there is wickedness in our world. Deep wickedness. I feel sorry for you. If you are too educated to know there is wickedness, I feel sorry for you. When they say witches, you say superstition. Don't worry. By the time they finish with you, you know it's not superstition. By the time she got to work, they had rushed her assistant to the emergency. She was as if a trailer hit her. She was shouting and screaming, Peno, 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 Peno. One matron got there. She said, don't move close to me. Go away, 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 go away. Wicked woman, go away. Then I said, me wicked woman, then you cat. Beloved, the assistant never recovered. She died. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power that has decided that you will not laugh, the power of God shall kill them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Light of heaven, roar like thunder. In the name of Jesus. Listen. So Jesus has killing powers. Jesus got to that fig tree, seeking for fruit from the fig tree. When he didn't find, he cast it to dry up. He spoke killing words against the fig tree. As a matter of spiritual rule, when one killing force meets another killing force, the lesser killing force must bow. Two killing forces confronting themselves, the lesser killing force must bow. The elephant has killing power. The lion has killing power. Those of you who know about science know that lions don't go to attack elephants. Lions don't go to attack such animals. They may go to antelopes, zebra, cows. When they see the elephant, they show respect. Reason that as ferocious and as terrible as a lion is, if he rushes against the elephant, and the elephant uses that tusk to wrap him up, fling him against a tree, the lion may break his head. Those are two killing forces. The lower killing force must bow. This is a very serious matter, and I want you to understand this tonight. Moses was a killing force. Eventually, he killed Pharaoh and his army. David was a killing force. Eventually, he had to deal with Goliath. Elijah was a killing force. He dealt with the prophets of Baal. A single man destroyed 850 prophets of Baal. Elijah was a killing force. When those soldiers said, man of God, come down. He said, if I be a man of God, let fire come down. And he roasted 102 persons. By the same token, beloved, if any believer gets to hellfire, the reason you ended up in hellfire is because you did not kill sin. If you kill sin, you will end up there. Listen to this profound statement. The battle that is waging war to kill you will not settle for a coma. Some breakthroughs, listen to me well though, some breakthroughs will not come until the judgment of God has
cut off the breakthrough hindering powers. Until the judgment of God has cut off the powers insulating heavens over your head. Your breakthrough may depend on the enemy's mandatory encounter with death after the order of Uzziah. While physical death may not be the appropriate judgment for every wicked person, but some land will never see their promised rain until the wicked in the land have been removed. The prophetic sword of Elijah will have to work in some situations before the situation becomes comfortable. A land may be completely unsafe for operation until the Herod there dies. They could not bring Jesus back until the Herod died. If you want to counter what we call over my dead body's enemy, divine executioners are necessary. What am I telling you here tonight? Some forms of wickedness can only be terminated by death. That is, for your David to manifest, your Goliath has to die. For your David to manifest, your Goliath has to die. What do you do when the enemy has vowed to drink your blood? What do you do when you already swallowed halfway? What do you do when the greatest garden of witches have been assigned to kill you? What do you do when dark powers have taken an oath to destroy you? What do you do when the spirit of Saul is pursuing your David? What do you do when the cane of your fathers has also eliminated you? What do you do when your name has been circulated among spiritual hired assassins? What do you do when they have already injected poison into your body in the dream and is circulating in your system? What do you do when you face an enemy that has vowed to die unless he kills you? What do you do when you are faced with an enemy who has sold his or her soul to Satan? What do you do when the arrow of death has already entered your liver? What do you do when you have been openly threatened with destruction? What do you do when you cry for help and the enemy scares the helpers away? What do you do when you have been boxed to a corner in the battle of life? What do you do when you have been tormented by clever killing enemies? What do you do when the enemy is bent on turning your joy to sorrow? What do you do when the enemy has blocked all escape routes? What do you do when everywhere you go, they keep telling you, "You are lucky to be alive. You are lucky to be alive. You are lucky to be alive." What do you do when things are like this? The truth that you must connect to the killing machine of God to go out there and kill whatever wants to kill you. The truth in the spirit realm is this: if you do not kill, you'll be killed. And as a believer, like your father Jesus, you are supposed to destroy the works of darkness. Moses started a killing mission in Egypt. Wonder after wonder. Miracles after miracles. Signs after signs. All the firstborn killed. All their soldiers killed. Elijah started his own killing mission. Peter spoke against Ananias and Sapphira. You need to connect to the licensing officer of the killing machine, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm praying for you. And anything that wants to kill you shall be killed in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants to kill your opportunity, kill your money, kill your resources, kill your time, kill your blessings, kill your virtues, kill your talent, kill your career, kill your marriage, kill your anointing, kill your virginity, kill your labor, kill your health, kill your knowledge, kill your children, kill your birthright, kill your life, that wants to kill your parents, that wants to kill your friends, that wants to kill your destiny, those powers shall be killed in the name of Jesus. A servant for the man. A servant for the man. Listen. Some of you might have heard me sharing this testimony. A brother was working at Nigerian Railways those days, many years ago. He was number 3 on the line of seniority. There was somebody below him who was number 4.
this person below him, who was number four, was highly occultic and dangerous. And he didn't hide it, he was boasting. If you quarrel with him at work, he will tell you, be careful. Say, the last person that quarreled with me, when I finished dealing with him, he was biting tree with his teeth. That the last person that fought with him, when he finished fighting the person was on bed for 1 year. He used to boast. All of a sudden, the boss there, that section, died. And this man was boasting. I killed him. I must take over the position. So they promoted the second person there. He went to that person. You, this man is number four. He went to number two that was promoted. Say, you. Is it you they put here? In 7 days, you will leave this place. And in 7 days, the man died and was buried. How did I know? His children were attending my home teaching class and they could not pay. And I said, why are you not paying your lesson fees? Their father has been wasted. They promoted the third person there. The third person is the brother. Again, this number four went to him. I said, you are the new person. I give you 7 days. You two, you are dying. When the brother had that one, he said, I shall not die but live to declare the words of God. Secondly, the brother went to the office of this man boasting. Co. Hello? I'm still alive. But he knew that he was looking for trouble. Day three. Co. I'm still alive. Day four. Co. And the man said, don't worry. Wait for day seven. I'm praying that any power boasting against you shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. The brother knew that he had looked for trouble. So beginning from that day too, he started vigil. 12 o'clock, he will start praying. And he was praying like that every night. On the seventh day, indeed, this brother was feeling sick. His body was not okay. Something was saying, go and sleep. Somebody said, do the vigil. Go and sleep. Do the vigil. So he decided to do the vigil. Although he was sick, was tired. So he started praying. Where he was praying, he slept off. And he had a dream. In the dream, there was a garden. The garden had a fence. He was inside the fence. And there was a tall man in white garment beside him. Outside the garden, this man from their place of work was standing there with a tall, dark man. Very, very terrible look. And he was giving instruction to the tall, dark man. He said, go and catch this one. Catch this one. The tall, dark man said, let us catch somebody else. We can't touch this one. Yeah, but why? That is our covenant. Our covenant is that you kill whoever asks you to kill. See, but we can't touch this one. These are children of the Most High. We can't touch them. He said, no, but it's a covenant. So they were arguing. When the argument became much, the dark man now looked at him. I said, okay. He said, I will try to catch him. But if I fail, I will land on you. Then the third dark man said, do you see the man in white garment standing by his side? He said, those are angels of the living God. They can kill more than me. Then go. He jumped into the garden and went straight for the brother. The brother did not even say anything. The angel just took a sword. Fear. Cut down the dark man. Then the angel jumped above the fence. Grabbed the man. Who was also trying to run. Fear. So, both the strong man dead. The man who was shouting. By the next day, the boaster who was claiming somebody will not see the seventh day, he was the one that was buried. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. This is a very, very serious matter. And I want you to pray the way you've never prayed before. If you like, say career. If you like, say business. If you like, say marriage. If you like, say health. Anything in your life that is good and that you know the enemy wants to kill, it is time to kill them before they kill you. Get yourself ready now. Get yourself ready.
Mapata
le karibu sente yaba. Dakayaba.
Say, Pa! I signed to kill my calling. I kill you now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen, we're going to continue this prayer next Wednesday. But when you are coming that Wednesday, the fasting, you break that fast here. By bringing any fruit along, whether banana, whether apple, just bring it yourself, your own. But we're going to pray some fire prayers on that fruit before you break with it. That is next week, Wednesday. We'll continue these prayers then. Because the Bible says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. Can you now shout this loud?
Pharaoh of my father's house! Pharaoh of my mother's house! You are a liar! Die! In the name of Jesus! Mapota sete la kaya bo shente la basanda.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus.
Name we pray.
A sevenfold amen.
The Lord blesses you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. You go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.